Come on, tell somebody, your praise is powerful. We don't have bullets and guns and swords, and shields and tanks and airplanes, but our praise can stop an army. How many know that to be true? But I say, your praise will stop an army. Your praise. You see, as I read last time, we cannot allow the enemy to oppress us to take away praise. Wednesday night, I made a statement. I always, for a long time, felt and believed that God said, give thanks in all things, but not for all things. But I have recently discovered God doesn't just say give thanks in all things. He says give thanks for all things. Amen. You mean tell me when I lost my $50, I'm supposed to be giving God thanks for losing that $50? See, you lost the 50. You don't know where it's at. But you start thanking God in that situation that you lost that $50. The flow starts coming out of you. If I said the flow and it's pointed at, see that GPS got that $50 on it because that's what you're praising God for. Are you hearing? Sometimes our prayers aren't even specific enough. You're not specific in prayer. You're just praying generalities. And so God can't be specific with you. But when you start getting specific, Lord, that $50 wasn't all that, but you know what? I thank you. Hallelujah. I had it. You blessed me with it. I lost it, but I thank you for it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And that way your spirit don't get down. You don't get down in the dumps. The devil can't come and oppress you. Hello, because you're giving God thanks for all things. Are you understanding? I'm not saying that we like all things. And then some things we ain't got to put up with. But in the midst of it, thank God where you are. Are you understanding? Thank God right where you are. Don't thank him and then, you know, get down in the dumps. And then when you feel something or see something, start thanking him again. No, all through, thank God right where you are. No matter what your circumstance or situation, whatever it looks like. Or feel like, learn to give God thanks in everything. Why? This is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Sometimes when you are willing to give God thanks in a difficult situation, while you are giving God thanks, he drops something in your spirit. And you go back and you say, well, what about this? Well, they say, well, let me check it out and see. Well, hey, yeah, that works. Okay, we can do this after all. When time passed, you'd have got so down in the dumps, you'd have left, you'd have gave up. You don't know. Tell somebody, you don't know. Just give thanks. If God said give thanks in all things, then we should give thanks in all things. If God says we should give thanks for all things, then I don't know about it, but I'm going to give thanks for all things. Hello. There's a flood. There's a flow that comes out of you that can change some stuff. Now, we want to take a look at this warfare praise. Now, tell somebody, there's something behind every praise. Now, you got to determine what's behind your praise. Now, we'll get into this so you understand. Go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, the call of Samuel went out. Look at verse number 10. God was training Samuel. He was under the prophet Eli, whose sons Hophni and Phinehas were wicked. And the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, in verse 10, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. And the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli. Now listen. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth. because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. Verse 14, listen closely. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli, that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. What an indictment against Eli's house. They were over the house of God, he and his sons. They were wicked. They committed fornication and adultery in the temple, his sons. They were wicked. Eli knew of it, but did nothing about it. So God said, I'm going to raise up another prophet. He raised up Samuel. And Eli, in these verses, Eli, being in the office of prophet, he made Samuel as a young man tell him everything that God told him. See, prophets carried that kind of weight. He said, if you don't tell me, these things be unto you. So Samuel had to tell him. That's how God worked with him. Backslidden prophet, but yet he could command things. He could still curse things. God said, I got to get him out. And he said in verse 14 there, he said, and therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. In other words, their wickedness was so great before God and their evil was not repented of. God said, no matter how they sacrifice, no matter how they praise, no matter how they praise, the iniquity is not going to be purged because they refuse to repent. They refuse to deal with the sin. Go down to chapter 4 and look at the result. The word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle. Remember, praise, there's a warfare praise. Went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer. And the Philistines pitched in Aphek. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel. And when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines. And they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. The people. And when the people were come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, wherefore hath the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines? Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it comes among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies. So the people sent to Shiloh, that they might bring forth thence the ark of the covenant of the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth between the cherubims. And the two sons of Eli, there they are, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of God. When the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp. Now, let's pause there for a moment. The title of this message is Behind Every Praise. See, there's something behind every praise. Verse 4, so the people sent to Shiloh that they might bring from thence the ark of the covenant of the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth between the cherubim. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of God. When the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout so that the earth rang again. In other words, when the ark showed up, they shouted. They went to praising God. And the earth began to ring out. Look at this. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout in verse 6, they said, what meaneth this noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? And they understood that the ark of the Lord was coming to the camp. And the Philistines were afraid, for they said, God is coming to the camp. And they said, woe unto us, for there hath not been such a thing before or hitherto. Woe unto us, who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Be strong and quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants unto the Hebrews, as they have been unto you. Quit yourselves like men and fight. Verse 10, and the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten, and they fled every man into his tent. And there was a very great slaughter, for there fell of the Israel of Israel 30,000 footmen. The ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. You see, when the ark or the presence of God came into their camp, there went up a shout. But behind their praise was disobedience. I said behind their praise, there was disobedience. And so when they shouted, The enemy recognized that God was in their camp. But because of their disobedience, their rebellion against God, their sin in the camp, God was unable to defend them. Ask the person behind you, what's behind your praise? See, many times people are experiencing defeat after defeat. They're living a cycle of defeat, even though they praise God. Your weapon has become ineffective because behind your praise is not obedience and submission to the will and perfect plan of God in your life. Hello, somebody. Don't shout me down now. Amen. There's other stuff there that amen, weight and sin that need to be dealt with. Amen. Even though you praise God, and praise is a weapon of warfare. But when there's other stuff that's there, God can't defend you. Your enemy will triumph over you. Ask somebody, what's behind your praise? See, you can't have your praise mixed with murmuring and complaining. You can't have your praise mixed with dabbling with your tithe and offering. You can't have your praise, amen, you cussing every now and then. You can't have your praise, amen, you're lusting after somebody else's husband or wife. Hello, somebody. See, that praise ain't going to get you nowhere. The enemy is afraid of that praise. But they recognize something else. Amen, because they see beyond that shout. And there's something in you they can identify with. Ask somebody, what's behind your praise? Is there unbelief behind your praise? Hallelujah. Is there discouragement behind your praise? What's behind your praise?
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 3 of Before Zion Prevails, Behind Every Praise. As you begin to talk or brag on God, He inhabits your praise. He begins to work on your behalf. Praise is also a tool of warfare. With praise, you can turn hatred into love. You can stop violence in its track. And lastly, you can make peace in the midst of confusion. When praises go up, blessings come down. As you begin praising God, He dwells in your praise. God can then begin to pour out of your belly. When you connect with your praise, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. You are His point of reference. Your praise is powerful. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.